today up and down the Front Range. A few high clouds. Good sunset coming in about an hour. Nice and mild. 70 degrees in downtown Denver. As promised, one of my favorite guests. Friend of the program, United States Senator Cory Gardner. Hello, my man.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good afternoon. How are you?
Listen, for about 14 years, you said good morning to me, and now I do afternoon. So that's
right. It's an old habit.
It is an old habit. Hey, I want to start out with something that is light but not light, because I haven't talked to you since. I thought about your family with the bomb cyclone. How did your area get through that, 13 days ago?
You know, it's funny. The old-timers were talking about the blizzard of 77. In fact, I have a book in my office on the blizzard of 1977, and it kind of set itself up to be the same sort of blizzard, which had a lot of cattle killed in it. It knocked down mile after mile of power line. Yuma itself, Yuma County, didn't seem to be hit that bad. We had a lot of rain and kind of that kind of stuff, but in terms of the big drifts and some of the challenges they had, we didn't have that. Now, the road was closed all the way out to east and blowing snow, and you had some areas that got a little bit worse than others, but it certainly could have been much, much worse.
No,
and we'll
good.
Take all the moisture we can get.
Yeah, no doubt. And were you in town or out of town?
No, we were actually in Washington. My wife was visiting her sister in Boston, and she got stuck there for several days trying to get back, and we were able to get back. So, but it was a challenge for everybody. I'm glad for the most part, everybody was okay.
Yep. And as we have talked a lot, I mean, our citizen soldiers, the men and women of the Colorado National Guard stepped up.
Incredible.
It was just awesome. Well, I always appreciate having you on for the time that we can get you on. Obviously, the big thing since we last talked is, and I just want to just throw it out there to get your take, is over the weekend, you may have paid attention a little bit to this thing called the Mueller report and the Attorney General Bob Barr. Your thoughts on this now that it's several days out?
Well, you know, I had agreed that this was important to have a fair, thorough, and, you know, wishful thinking, expeditious investigation, because I thought at the end of the day, the American people would know the truth. And the truth, obviously, is now out there for the American people to digest. I think it's a good thing that that's out there. We know that over the last 2 years, this investigation was very costly, both from a terms of, you know, $25 million, but also just the divisions that it created in our country. But I'm glad that it was done thoroughly. And what we've learned is no collusion. I hope every American is excited about that, happy about that conclusion. But I also hope that they recognize that, I hope they recognize that Russia is going to continue to try to interfere in elections going forward. And we have to be prepared for that, like they have been in Ukraine and other elections.
Senator Cory Gardner here on the Stephen Tubbs Show. I greatly appreciate his time. The president, as you know, Senator, has called this from the beginning a witch hunt. Now, looking back, would you categorize it as that?
Well, look, I think the sort of foundational facts that led to this, I think, created an important opportunity for the American people to know exactly what happened. And I think it was important that once they moved forward on it, that it was fair, that it was thorough. And they did this. So I'm not going to call it a witch hunt. I think at the end of the day, the president got what he wanted to be shown to the American people. And that's that he did not collude with Russia.
Let me ask you to switch topics and talk about this Green New Deal. As you know, today, a lot of Democrats voted simply present. Senator Mitch McConnell wanted this to be something to where the Democrats could be on record as yes or no. We knew that most of them would vote present. Your thoughts on the Green New Deal?
Look, this is a socialist effort to try to control the means, the production, the distribution of our energy system, and well beyond that. This is a system that would result, a bill that would result in, you know, thousands and thousands of jobs being lost in Colorado. This is a bill that would result in trillions and trillions of dollars in new spending that we simply can't afford. It's got mandatory labor union requirements in it. It's got free college in it. It's got free health care in it. This is a sort of a wish list of progressive liberal policies and desires that the people of this country don't support.
Yeah. Let me ask you about this is a little complex, but obviously you've probably heard the Department of Justice is not going to defend the ACA in the courts. Liberals say that subverts the rule of law. However, that didn't stop the Obama White House from enforcing the Defense of Marriage Act. under what they call prosecutorial discretion to get gay marriage legalized. What do you think about the decision by the DOJ when it comes to the Affordable Care Act?
Look, here's what we need to do. We need to have Republicans and Democrats recognize that the Affordable Care Act failed. The promises that were made by President Obama that if you liked your health care, you could keep your health care, this will reduce the cost of health insurance for a family of four by $2,000, or they're simply not true. Hundreds of thousands of Coloradans had their insurance plans canceled. We've seen dramatic cost increases, and whether it's government mandating that you do this, whether it's government policies, what we know is it simply didn't meet the promises that it was sold on. So let's get together. Let's find a way to bring down the cost of healthcare, increase the quality of healthcare. We can do that through expanding risk pools. We can do that by expanding access to different policies and insurance. We can do it by allowing insurance to be sold across lines, state lines. We can do it by creating association health plans. There are so many different things that could be done, and not in a command control kind of environment. I mean, the Democrats want, and they're all no longer bashful about this, they want universal health care. They want socialized medicine. This may have been the first step toward that. I don't think that's what the American people want. What we need to do is come together, policies to fix this problem.
Amen. Senator Cory Gardner joining us on the program as we continue. You also, it was a busy day in Washington, and you don't find too many not busy days. But today, as you know, the House tried to overturn President Trump's first veto. It was about the national emergency along the border and the funding of the wall and all of that. The final tally was 248 to 181. So that did not happen. The House did not overturn. How are you thinking about this when the president declares this a national emergency? Because I can't frankly remember if I asked you that the last time you were on.
I don't know that we did have that discussion. Of course, I voted against the resolution of disapproval because we do have an emergency. We do have a crisis. And the law is clear. The 1976 emergency law. Now, you may disagree with the law, but the law allows the president to declare a national immigration emergency. That's in the 1976 law. And so we do have a crisis that has to be addressed. What's ridiculous about this entire debate is a year ago, Republicans and Democrats came together for $25 billion worth of border security. Mm-hmm. And now they're refusing to even consider, either 5.7 or 1.7 billion, not even a single dime more, even though a year ago they wanted 25 billion.
Why do you think that is? I'm sorry to interrupt, but why do you think that is?
There was one intervening event, and it was the elections in November and the change of the House majority.
And maybe the fact, and this is just me, I'm not making you say this, but I've said on this show many times, I think, frankly, they just don't want to see this happen because they hate Trump.
Well, and I think at times that frustration is clear whether it's nominees that have overwhelming bipartisan support or should have overwhelming bipartisan support simply opposed or obstructed because of that. I mean, look at this the Department of Interior nominee, David Bernhardt, a Coloradan who, by all accounts, is excited to represent Interior for Colorado. And I think in the history of Colorado, no United States senator has ever voted against a Colorado Secretary of Interior nominee. Mm-hmm. We support Coloradans, Colorado for Coloradans. And that's what this is going to give us a chance to do. But you've got people who probably are not going to look at his qualifications across the country and just vote with the party.
Yep. And that's what this outside the Beltway. That's what infuriates, angers, upsets, ticks off so many people, whether they're your constituents or anybody else's coast to coast. Again, we're talking with Senator Cory Gardner, kind enough to give us time as he's in Washington, D.C. And just a couple more quick questions. And this, Cory, comes from one of our listeners. And I know you're not going to say, well, that's a state issue, so I'm not going to get into it, because I know in talking with you many times in the past, you realize the importance of the oil and gas industry in the state of Colorado. And here's the question. I'd like to know Senator Gardner's stance on Senate Bill 181 here in the state, as Colorado voters voted well against with Proposition 112 in November. This goes on to say, but our legislature here in the state is effectively telling us our votes. So what do you think of Senate Bill 181? And then again, a lot of people that have called this station say, wait a minute, the people spoke in November and defeated 112.
I, as you know, have usually deferred on state issues, saying, hey, this is a state issue. But this is very personal. This is very personal to me. And the reason is because I know so many people who have jobs, good paying jobs for the first time in their lives, that have insurance that they can afford to support their family and live where they choose because of jobs in oil and gas. This is the Colorado Green New Deal, plain and simple. They have taken this idea that we're going to ban oil and gas and put it into a legislative bill and are putting it forward. This is going to cost thousands of jobs, millions upon millions of dollars in tax revenue. Look, how do you think they build rural schools with things like the BEST grant program?
Yep.
They build it because of severance tax dollars that blow a $1 billion hole in the budget while they're trying to eviscerate Tabor, while they're trying to undo the voters' rights to choose or approve a tax increase or not. This is a frightening development at the state legislature that I think is totally out of step with the people of Colorado, who just a few months ago, like you said, rejected an even less horrible approach to oil and gas.
Mm-hmm. Finally, I'm assuming you want to be reelected, yes?
Can I work like heck to make sure we make it happen?
So are you in re-election mode right now with all the stuff going on, and how do you balance that?
Look, we focus each and every day on just getting the hard work of Colorado done, and that's what we're going to do. And we believe that is how you win re-election. You do what's in the best interest of Coloradans and what they sent you to Washington to do, and that's to get Washington out of Colorado and more Colorado in Washington. Whether it's fighting for veterans, whether it's fighting for our Western Slope farmers and ranchers, our outdoor industries, the conservation programs that we've just passed and extended, we're going to fight tooth and nail for the people of Colorado, and that ultimately is what people will make their decision on in just a few months, over a little over a year.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's so close. Real quick, predictions on the Colorado Rockies. Think they'll win the division for the first time ever?
Man, we got to do it.
Right? It's
just
time.
Plain and simple. 2019 is it. 2019 is it.
It's time. Well, I'm glad I'm glad Jamie was out of town, by the way, for Bomb Cyclone. I'm glad you were. Glad Yuma County didn't take a big hit. But you know how much I respect your time, and I can't thank you enough. And look forward to our next conversation.
Well, thanks for having me, Stephen. Take care.
Take care. Senator Cory Gardner, live from Washington, D.C. We'll take a quick timeout. Scott's News. We'll wrap up with a heckler from last night, and a heck of a lot of bleeps coming up next.
News Talk 710 update.